You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you, friends, for joining us here today. God bless you. Near and far, I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in the book of 2 Corinthians. We're about to pick it up here in chapter 4. Now, this program for years was known as Gospel Study, and I've recently changed the name to WGOD because I love the idea. I love the fact, the ironclad fact, that God is broadcasting 24 hours a day. And if you're like me, you're on a quest to hear God speak, because that's what we long for. We love to hear our Heavenly Father speak to us, and that's what we're doing. We're in His Word because we know where He speaks. As it says in the book of Hebrews, the Word of God is living and active and sharp. You know, think about that. You know, things that are sharp. Sharp, you know, knives are sharp. And what do? They cut. God is always at work in us. He is always, you know, I think of the Apostle Paul's ministry. And I've adopted that to my vision for the church that I pastor. I pastor Island Community Church in Merritt Island. People ask me all the time, well, what's your vision for the church? Well, my vision for the church is something I read in the Bible. I read Paul say that he aims to present every man and woman spotless and blameless before him. And I've adopted that vision. That's my vision. That's my vision for Island Community Church, is to present everyone who is a member of that church and all the people that go there. My vision is to present all of you spotless and blameless before Him, as I try to present myself that way, because I'm going to be held accountable that way. I attempt to accomplish that at the church by letting the Word of God cut. You know, the Word cuts like a knife. I just read the scripture to you. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the Word of God is living and active and sharper. Sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing, even to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word of God cuts like a knife. You know, at Island, we have a feel-good church. Not the one you'd imagine. We have a feel-good church. That is, you see, if you do what the Holy Spirit speaks to you through His Word, then you'll feel good when you walk out the door. So let's move on here today and see what, in fact, the Holy Spirit's going to speak to us today through His Word. Lord God, we thank You for another day here today. Lord, we ask for You to breathe on Your Word here today. Speak to us through Your Word. We listen. We're tuned in to where You're broadcasting. Speak to us through Your Word here today now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, picking it up in verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not despair. Now remember why the therefore is, what the therefore is here for. He left off talking about in verse 18, we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we're being transformed into that same image, that is the image of Christ. As you read in Romans chapter 8, I think it's verses 29 and 30, that we were justified, we were sanctified, and we're being transformed into the, actually it says, so that we may be conformed to the image of his Son. And here it says, we're being transformed into that same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. In other words, the Holy Spirit's doing the work. He is the one that's transforming us. He is the one that makes us more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ every day. That is what it means to be sanctified, what our sanctification is. Now, we're justified instantly as God slams down that gavel and declares us not guilty. That's what the word justified means. Sanctified is a lifelong process. That is one that's sometimes a slow process. So let me ask the question, are you more like Jesus here today than you were 1 year ago? Are you sinning less than you did a year ago? Are you more like Jesus here today than you were last year or the year before? Are you able to look back at things in the past of your life and that you're so much stronger now than you were then? Well, that is what it means to be sanctified. It's an ongoing thing. As it says in the book of Hebrews, that he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. It's an ongoing process here. So that's what he means by this word, therefore. You and I are being transformed every day into the image of Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes it's a painful thing to be transformed into that image. As we're transformed into the image of Christ, that is, it's less of us and more of him. And sometimes it's a painful process to be transformed into that image. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not despair. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor falsifying the word of God, but by the disclosure of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience before God. Now, verse 3. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled among those who are perishing. Now, remember, that's where we left off here in chapter 3, in verses 14 through 16. It says that even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Again, here in verse 3. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled among those who are perishing. The King James Version here says it's veiled to them that are lost. But really, the word is perishing. And the word is a participle. You know, a participle in English is a word with ing on the end of it. Like walking, like sleeping, or driving, or talking. Here it's perishing. In other words, it's going on right now. Look out your window. Look to your right. Look to your left. It's not to them that be lost, but them that are perishing, ing, hello, they're perishing all around you and me every day, out to the left, out to the right. People are perishing. The gospel, if our gospel is veiled, that is, if there's a cloak over their eyes, if our gospel, or that is, the gospel message is veiled, that is that there's salvation in Jesus Christ. That message is veiled among those who are perishing. As much as you and I are walking, talking, eating, sleeping, exercising, there's a world out here today that is perishing. Present active participle is going on right here and now as we speak. And now, verse 4, among whom, that is, those that are in the act of perishing, even as we speak, among whom the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, so that the illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should not shine on them. Now, I find this text here fascinating. In the Bible, you can read about two different kinds of people that are blinded. When you read in Romans chapter 11, I think it's verse 7 or 8, talking about the nation of Israel, the Bible shows us that God has blinded. As it says, God has given them a spirit of stupor, it says. That's the word katanuxeos, which means a drunken stupor or a state of utter bewilderment. God has given them that. God has given them a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, ears that they should not hear, down to this very day. But here, Satan has done it. Satan has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, among whom the God of this age. Now, the King James has God of this world, but the word is not cosmos. The word is aeon, which means age. He's the God of this age, little g. Even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled among them who are perishing, among whom the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers. So that, in other words, the word so that shows you why he's done it, why the devil has done what he did, among whom the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so that the illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should not shine on them. This is what the devil has done. God hasn't done it. The devil has done it. Now, the nation of Israel, God has done it. God has blinded them and put them on the back burner, so to speak, so that God can have mercy on you and me, Gentiles. That is why he did what he did. And now, this is the day of grace, and the day of grace includes you and your grandmother and your mother and sister and your friends and co-workers. This is the age and the day of grace. God's not dealing with the Jews right now. God's dealing with us, the Gentiles. We also can read in Romans, it says that the blindness in part has happened to Israel. And then there's this fateful word you can read in Romans. The word is until. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. What that means, my friend, is that somewhere written down is a number known only to God. And once that number is hit, you see, then God's going to start dealing with the nation of Israel. And that person, this fullness of the Gentiles, once this number is hit, then the door is shut. And then people will knock at that door, as you can read in Matthew chapter 25, verse 13, Luke chapter 13, verse 24, where it says the door is shut. You see, maybe it's your son or daughter is going to be that number. Maybe it's someone you work with. Maybe it's someone that God's put on your heart, and the Lord is waiting for you to speak to that person. That person could be the very last Gentile that believes before the Lord starts dealing with the nation of Israel again. So Satan has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, meaning you can have the victory and God can use you to help snatch someone from the fire. We're way out of time. We'll be back again soon with a new program. Until then, I pray God's very best for all of you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.